Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble. And richly deserved, too, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Very excited about having a new friend with us this half hour. Bart McDonough is here. Bart is the CEO and the founder of Agio, a hybrid managed IT company, a cybersecurity services provider. He's got a number of years in this world, and he's written a book called Cyber Smart, How 5 Habits to Protect Your Family, Money, and Identity from Cyber Criminals. And as you know, folks, this is a topic we talk about a lot, but you can't talk about it too much because the bad guys are becoming even more determined, and they're even more well-funded, right, Bart?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
It's a real criminal enterprise. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on the book. Cyber Smart, folks, is the name of the book. So, Bart, as we were talking off the air, I've been talking about this for, you know, I've been doing this since the beginning of the show, 21 and a half years ago. And back when you could just call up, for, you know, $19.95 a year, you could get McAfee or one of those companies to stick a little program on your computer, and you were golden. But today, the bad guys are coming at you in so many different ways. Give us some examples of how they try to approach us.
Yeah, I mean, not only on how they approach it, but like why. So if we go back to 20 years ago, a lot of that was, cyber vandalism, and they wanted to make a name for themselves outside of some high profile attacks against the Department of Defense and government agencies. Really for the individual, for the small business owner, they were just, you know, they would get in and try to prove their worth. Now they've taken those skills and they've earned their quote unquote street cred, and now they're trying to monetize those skills.
They started out having some fun and just messing with people. It's like messing with Sasquatch, right? And then all of a sudden,
yeah,
somebody said, "Well, you know, there were two guys in their basement. One of them in their parents' basement. You know, one guy did all that and had some fun and messed with some people, and then he said, you know, I think I'll go get a real job, you know, and doing some of this stuff. And then the other guy said, hey, I think I can turn this into a moneymaker. All I got to do is go hack into their bank account or whatever. And so he turned the dark side. And then, you know, I'm being quite a bit facetious here, folks. But the truth is, this industry, this cyber criminal industry, has grown by leaps and bounds over the last 20 years. And it's step for step as sophisticated as the protection industry is, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you a visual. If we want to start on those two individuals in the basement, and now when you get infected with a type of ransomware, if you don't know how to pay them, they actually have a help desk set up that you as the victim can call. And they will walk you through how to pay them. That's, you know, so
how
if we want
to go get Bitcoin and pay them.
And so they are very sophisticated.
Wow.
They have help desks, right? They have phone numbers set up.
I'm not being facetious here at all, Bart. I wonder how many people, by the time they go through that whole process, that incredible, unbelievable process, and I can't even imagine what would cause someone to go down that rabbit hole with a help desk of a criminal group. But I wonder how many people when they actually do, at some point in time along the way, as they're wrapping up, the victim actually says thank you.
Oh, I'm sure, right? I'm sure.
How sick is that?
Because sometimes the victims don't realize the people they're calling are the ones that are are the ones perpetrating the crime.
The help desk is the guy who just ripped you off.
Right, absolutely. Or they're an outsourced help desk. They might not even know. I mean, it's really a criminal enterprise. These are businesses that have multi layers. They outsource some of their bit. You can rent ransomware as a service, just like you can buy email or a server as a service. These are.
So what are you going to do with? So now that you're out of college, Susie, what are you going to do with your life? Well, I think I'll start a ransomware company. Unbelievable.
Right?
Folks, we're going to go into a break here, Bart, and I just, when we come back, Bart's going to help us realize why we have to be more vigilant about this. The bad guys are not ripping off Sony anymore. They're not going after the U.S. government as much anymore. They're looking for us, and because it's easier sometimes. We'll talk about that after the break. 20 till, right back with Bart McDonough. His book is called CyberSmart.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.